17th pack of Shabbos Mishnah Beis. Noitel Adam Kunis of Hatefoy Tegoyzin. This Mishnah is discussing something called the Kli Shemalafta Le'isa, a Kli whose primary purpose is to do Isurim with, and has a secondary uses which are Hetter. And therefore, you're not allowed to move it around for the sake of the Kli itself. But if you want to use it to do a Melechet Hetter, that's called Tzor Gufoy, or you need a place of Makoyim, it's permitted to move it around. So therefore, this Kunis is a hammer, which primary intent is used for driving in nails, which is also to do on Shabbos, but you could use it for tefoy tagoyzin, to crack nuts. Or cardam, you could use an axe, lapis with a zvela, to chop this block of dried figs, ligera, thaw, ligrava tagvina, to cut cheese, magrefa, ligrava tagregas, a type of shovel that was used for shoveling coals, to use it to shovel together dried figs. It's a racha, it's a maz leg. These are different things that are used for threshing or pitchfork. And lost is a lot of cotton. You use these things to give some food to a child. It's a kush, it's a karka, it's a spindle, and used for twining, and also some type of needle that was used in setting up the weaving process. Lichavod, these are things that had sharp points and use it to stick in something, stick in the food to pick up. Machat shel yad, lichavod, a needle to take out a splinter. We see a double kiddush over here. Is, number one, we see a kiddush that you're allowed to use this thing, which is klisha machal isa, to take out a splinter. Number two, it's permitted to take out a splinter on Shabbat. Since it's painful, it's permitted even though it can cause bleeding. Kamavant, intentionally, the draw of blood is out there, but here you're not intending to draw the blood, even though in the process blood will come out, it's permitted. The shosakoyim, a big needle, was used for making sacks, lift up by the devils, use it as a key to open the door. So the bottom line of this entire Mishnah is, Kli Shemakal Isa is permitted to Zufa. The Mishnah Brewer Paskins that if you have a Kli Heter, you should not use these. In other words, if you have a nutcracker, you should not use the hammer. But if you don't, you do not have one in the home, in your home, then you are allowed to use this Kli Shemakal Isa for a Tashmish Heter.